critical thinking and empathy and judgment in the age of AI or Gen AI, these are going to be incredibly important skills. And it brings it to the forefront as well, because people need both to be able to learn in technology and be able to use it appropriately. And at the same time, it amplifies the human skill, because those are things that really can't be automated.
Welcome to Stay Cognizant, our podcast about the people, ideas, and technology that will help you get ahead and stay ahead. I'm Pamela Axtell. Welcome to Stay Cognizant. We are really excited and honored this week to have Kathy Diaz as our guest. Kathy is the Chief People Officer at Cognizant. And Kathy, before we dive into our conversation today, I wonder if you could take a moment and introduce yourself and share a little bit about what it means to be the Chief People Officer at Cognizant.
Thank you so much, Pamela, and thank you for the invitation. So as a people company, people are the center of the universe for our company. So this is quite a responsibility, but also quite a privilege to lead the people function, which essentially powers the whole entire organization. And so we have some great things to share that we're going to talk about today regarding skilling.
Great. So you've walked us right into our first question, which is about Synapse. And I know you'll share a little bit more about Synapse, but at a high level, it's a commitment that Cognizant made to skill 1 million people by the end of 2026. We actually just passed a wonderful milestone, which was celebrating a year of the program and announcing that we have already put 275,000 people through the program. I wonder if you could reflect a little bit on this really amazing progress and share what the plan is to get to 1 million by the end of 2026.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is one of our most proud programs, and it's really about not only skilling our own associates, which a lot of companies do, but this is our commitment as a company to take something DNA of our company, which is upskilling. And we have an amazing set of programs, but it's really to take that and engage stakeholders outside of our company. And as you said, training 1 million people or skilling 1 million people is quite a bold ambition, and we've made terrific progress. We have more to go. And really what it's about is making sure that we're skilling people in our communities, in obviously our employees, but also apprenticeships, skill acceleration, and technology partnerships. And so together, it's drawing on the DNA of the company and making sure that we can make access to a technical career possible for people that otherwise would not have had that pathway open to them. So there's 5 main areas of focus of Synapse. The first one is technology partnerships. The second one is skills acceleration. The third one is apprenticeships. The fourth one is employee skilling, and the last is community education. And taken together, the idea is to make sure that we use what is a muscle in the company with skilling, and we're able to offer that to these stakeholder groups that are outside of our associate population and our associate population together, which makes it really powerful. It really breaks down the barriers for people to get a pathway into technology that they might not otherwise have had. We also support our communities through early education and, upskilling and training. You know, hundreds of thousands of associates is no small task, but it's something that we do really well in the company, and we're really thrilled to be able to offer that to these other groups.
So, you've kind of talked through a lot of the vehicles for how some of this skilling will be delivered. And I wondered, from your seat, really at the forefront of shaping talent strategy, I wonder if you can share what are some of the skills that, are going to be needed and are going to be delivered through all these different programs, especially in the context of AI, in the context of a lot of emerging technologies that we're seeing across our client base. What are the skills that you are, really seeing are going to be the most critical?
So I'll answer that sort of in 2 ways. And so first, with this really transformational, exciting time of Gen AI, it offers such a wonderful opportunity for people, but it requires a lot of training because it is so different from anything we've seen before. And so it's really challenging yourself. And I mean, everybody in every role throughout the entire company can benefit. And so things like, it could be prompt engineering, it could be responsible AI, and there's many applications surrounding the technology itself and how to use it and how to get the most out of it. So that's one aspect that'll be really, really critical. And I say that, you know, I like to say that it's important for all of us to become learning athletes. I mean, treat it like looking for something, because you really do. It's a habit. It's almost like making it a daily habit. And I heard a professor say that if you're not spending 10 hours a week on just not doing enough. So I feel like I always keep that in the back of my mind. That's an awful lot of training.
That sure is.
So we do, you know, even if you get an hour a week, I think that's really good. But the other side and the second aspect is, you know, human skills. So things like critical thinking and empathy and judgment in the age of AI or Gen AI, these are going to be incredibly important skills. And it brings it to the forefront as well, because people need both to be able to learn in technology and be able to use it appropriately. And at the same time, it amplifies the human skill, because those are things that really can't be automated.
So thinking about this idea of needing to do 10 hours of training a week, you know, obviously AI is advancing so rapidly that you really do need to try to keep up. And I think because of that, and for other reasons in terms of what it can do from an automation perspective, there's obviously concern about job displacement. And I think there's even more concern for female employees. How is Cognizant addressing this challenge specifically?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I'll take the first part of that, which is, we believe that with a lot of just like other transformational times in technology, that more jobs get created net than go away. The jobs will change, and they'll change probably at a higher rate of change than we've seen before. But with most technology transformations over time, and think about the cloud as a recent one, more jobs emerged. And the reason is there's more need for technology in the world, and our clients are looking for more technology, not less. Right. So it'll create more net new jobs, but they'll be different. And so the idea is to make sure that we are equipping people in our company and outside of our company to get ready for the future of work, which will be very different. But I'm confident that we have the ability to do that as the human race, and also, you know, within our own company. So specifically talking about women, you know, studies are showing that women are not training themselves or getting as involved with Gen AI as men. And so we're committed to making sure that women have full access to everything that generative AI has available to it. And in a lot of ways, Gen AI, it reduces the barriers to entry that have traditionally been in the technology industry, where you needed to have a programming language or a pretty deep technical expertise. Gen AI is all about natural language. And so right off the bat, there's reduced barriers. So I think that offers a terrific opportunity for women to enter the technology field. And I'm super excited about that. And beyond that, you know, we are very committed as a company to supporting women. And I'll point out one initiative. We have many. Shakti is our initiative in India, which is all about, it's an intent and it's a focus on hiring, developing, and supporting women in India in the technology industry. As part of our community efforts, we also support girls, you know, early. We offer things like making sure that, you know, girls avail themselves of the STEM careers and technical education and those kinds of things. So it's really supporting women, you know, that are in the workforce, as well as the women that will become, you know, soon be in the workforce.
It's very inspiring, and it's great to just reaffirm Cognizant's commitment to, you know, communities that don't always see themselves in tech. I want to shift gears a little bit and just reflect on, you know, we recently hosted our signature client event, Discovery, in Austin, Texas. And we had Adam Grant, who's a well-known organizational psychologist and professor, speak. And one of the things that he said that really captivated me was this idea that, you know, in the past, leaders in particular have been rated based on their ability, and that he believes that with the advent of AI, they're going to be rated based on their agility. And I know you have a perspective on how the skill sets that are going to make leaders successful are changing. Can you talk a little bit about what you are seeing and what you are forecasting?
Yeah. So first of all, Adam Grant is so interesting to listen to. And, you know, I was really inspired when he said this, because I've been doing a lot of thinking about, you know, leaders have traditionally for a really long time been able to, at a certain point, rely on their experience and, you know, and their, you know, the skills they had acquired. And that was enough at that point. Right. We're really at the inflection point now where I think there's some, you know, ways to describe it, but I'll call it a crisis in confidence, where associates themselves are going to choose a company or a leader to follow based on whether or not they believe that leader is going to support them in their career, which is going to look very different. And so it puts a lot of challenge on leaders. And I think that leaders now need to be committed to, and we've been talking about this concept of lifelong learning, but it's here. So learning agility, how you gain followership as a leader. And if you, and those that don't do it, I think will fall behind, and those that do do it will be very successful in the future. I think that leaders need to be thinking about continuously upskilling themselves a couple of different ways. One is they should be learning what their associates are learning and experiencing mm-hmm. what they're experiencing, because it's very different. The other part of it is as a leader, now you're going to be leading essentially people that are working with technology in a whole new realm, and also leading humans. And so it requires a different skill set for leaders. And, you know, it's interesting. And I think about leadership, we expect so much of our leaders. And so one of the things I feel that is a responsibility of myself and my team is to ensure that we're supporting leaders through this change, because there's a lot to do. And so one of the things that we did was we curated, there's a sea of learning out there. And I think sometimes it's almost like, where do you start? So we curated here's a starter kit as a leader. And we put out an email, and it was amazing. Within a month, we had 2,000 people take all the training. And I mean, we're talking, this was hours and hours of training. So it taught me one thing, and that is, you know, as we ready ourselves for this new future, HR and also, you know, other leaders, we have a responsibility to help people through that and curate the experience for them to make it easy, because there's so much to do.
Kathy, I'm going to end with a fun question, which is also a bit of a personal question. If you could have an AI-powered sidekick, what would you call it, and what superpower would it possess?
Oh, I love that question. And so, especially because we're fairly sedentary, right, in the that we do, I would have a wellness fitness coach that would nudge me, tell me how I'm doing, remind me when I should be drinking more water, get me to sleep on time. And then, you know, make sure that they were measuring, how are my workouts? How many calories am I burning? Am I behind schedule? And maybe I would call it Coach Kathy.
Oh, I love that. It's like your inner voice, but amplified by AI. Yeah,
exactly.
Kathy, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for sharing, you know, a little bit about what we're doing from a skilling perspective. And thank you really for leading the charge for Cognizant. I think the work that Synapse is doing is going to be so impactful to communities all over the world. So thank you for spearheading that.
Well, thank you for inviting me. And I say that it's a team sport. One of the ways that we're very powerful at Cognizant is we work together and collaborate. There are a lot of teams that support the Synapse and the Synapse initiative and all of our skilling efforts. And that's what makes us powerful as a company.
Thank you, Kathy.